Jared.
Edward.
What you doing over there?
You know what? I've been limbering up because I feel like I want to dance.
You want to get up
with
on
somebody? I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Want to dance with somebody?
Dance with somebody.
Jared, have you ever gone to a Prince Michael Jackson like kind of dance night or any Prince something dance night?
I haven't. You know, I feel like we should do that. Well, does the night we went to the club in New Orleans count as a? I mean, like it was a live show. It wasn't like a DJ spinning tracks. It was that live all night show.
No, I wouldn't count that. I think I'm looking at like record spinning. And I'm always curious about like when there's the combo artist thing, because one of the best ones I've ever been to was, you know, Silk City in Philadelphia.
I do indeed.
And this is many years ago. They had, I think you would have enjoyed this combination. They had a Prince David Bowie night.
Oh, amazing.
And just going Prince song, Bowie song, Prince song, Bowie song. It was fantastic. Now, in the last several years, I don't know who the organization is or the business that does this. There seemed to be a push to do a Prince Michael Jackson dance show that would come to town, come to your local town. And I definitely went to some place off of in Philly where I went and did that. It was fun, but I'm going to say something fairly controversial here.
Please.
I think people were grooving a little bit more to Michael Jackson tracks than the Prince tracks, to be honest.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm being honest.
Wow. Did you notice? Okay, wait, can we have a clarifying question?
Sure, I'd love to.
Did you happen to notice, like, were those MJ tracks, were they like those early record, like off the wall tracks or?
Yeah, I mean,
tracks?
I mean, it was Thriller, Off the Wall, but it was also, you know, Dangerous, you know, but I would say it's more his earlier part of his career for sure. I think was more featured similar with Prince. I mean, they were playing more of his earlier stuff than his later stuff for sure.
Right.
But it was noticeable to me. You know,
that's interesting. Well, I've never been to one. And I feel like we've talked about it in the past about trying to get one. I know like Questlove will spin those pretty occasionally.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I know that Spike Lee very famously has a big Prince like dance party in Brooklyn every year around his birthday. We should try to get up to one of those.
Just you know what? Let's do that. I think we should absolutely do that. Let's make that a point. Yeah, I think that's great. And there's a reason.
Why do you ask about dancing?
I was going to say the reason I'm bringing some of this up is because, hey, well, dancing's good for you.
It's good for your soul.
It's good exercise. You might meet someone that may end up being the love of your life on a dance floor. I think there's something to be said for that.
It is.
And I think that that marriage success rate is fairly low, but that's fine.
Also true.
But actually, we're back with you guys. By the way, this is When Doves Podcast. And I'm Ed, and that's Jared. There you are. Yeah, there he is. But we're coming back at you guys with a little mini bonus pod here. Our friends from Rolling Stone. This is partly a listener request that was prompted on the Facebook page. This is the power you all have, you listeners out there. You can request content for us to do, and we will certainly consider it. And most likely do it, frankly. Was that Rolling Stone? This wasn't a fresh list. This is something I think they put out maybe a year or two ago. But you know how sometimes on social media and other places they'll kind of repost things to get some clicks. Rolling Stone did the top 200 dance tracks, and someone pointed out to me from the Facebook page that, hey, just so you're aware, Controversy was ranked in the top 20. What do you think about that? And our friend Bonnie said, oh, wow, this brings up, what are the top Prince dance tracks? So guess what we're going to do today? What are we going to do for them today, Jared?
We're going to do the top Prince dance tracks for today.
I know. It's going to be pretty awesome. So we're going to do, we just recently did our guitar top five. We're going to take a swing at a similar list here for Prince's best dance tracks, and probably include a nice number of ones on the bubble as well to kind of fill out.
Yeah, there's always bubble tracks. As we know, there's always things on the bubble, always songs on the bubble.
Always songs on the bubble. What do you think about just generally Prince's reputation as a dance artist? Prince's music kind of considered dance music? Like, what's your general take on that, Jared?
This is a great question. I think it changed over the years, right? I think when he started and he came out sort of at the tail end of the disco era, when dance clubs were still so much a part of the social fabric of the country. And that's not as true anymore as it once was. But I think that when he came out, he was lumped into sort of the R&B disco world, even if his music didn't quite all fit that box quite so well.
Yeah.
But I think as the years went on, not only did the idea generally of what dance music was or could be changed, I also think he changed it. I also think through his skill, through the music he was executing so well, that he changed the idea of what dance music could be and what it could sound like, you know, from going from something that's more pure disco dance music. Like, because I would say, I just had this thought. I'm not sure if this is true. Let me put this to you, Ed. Do you think this is true? Like, let's take disco, for example. Like, we talked, like, during the Guitar Pod, for example, we talked about Nile Rodgers and Chic, right?
Yep.
That music that, like, would you ever sit down and listen to Chic to unwind? But that's music you just dance to.
You put it onto the groove. And some people are over, you want to get a little dance party started, throw that on.
Right. So I think that might be part of it. Like, is dance music defined as purely what it is? Like, you put it on to dance. There's no other reason for it.
Yeah.
And so as a result, I think it often has a certain kind of propulsion, a certain kind of rhythm, a certain kind of feel to it. And so I think Prince was certainly, I mean, he was an incredible dancer himself. So I think he was interested in dance music.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure that he would have identified himself as a dance artist. Does that make sense?
It does. And it takes me back to, I don't know if you remember this, but when the Grammys happened for the 87, I guess, recording release season. And of course, your boys, U2, won with Joshua Tree. I remember Bono going up there because Prince, of course, was in the running with Sign of the Times. And Prince happened to be in the audience. And do you remember Bono's speech at all? Do you remember what he was talking about? Because he was kind of referencing the different nominees.
Yeah.
And at one point, Bono said something to the effect, and I know I'm going to kind of miss the quote a little bit, but he said something to the effect of, when he references Prince, he goes, and it's like saying, Prince is, I can't do an accent, as you know, Prince is just a song and dance man. And they cut to Prince. He did not look happy at that comment. But Bono's point was, after they cut to Prince, Bono said, and we know he's much more than that, you know.
Yes, right.
But he referenced that, and it happened to cut to Prince as he was saying that part of it, and Prince looked not so happy at the time. So that memory still sticks in my mind. But it's funny, because I think I said to you on the earlier seasons, our first season, when we got kind of in his 80s material, especially the 1999 era, that I love that album so much, because to me it was a Prince dance party album.
Right. And
I always wanted to make that second version of that, which maybe the Black album came closest to. So I certainly love the idea of Prince having funk danceable music, but he certainly took pains to, I think, to what you were trying to get at, to not be labeled or put in a corner of, I'm just an R&B dance artist.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Certainly something that Black artists had to fight against during the 70s, 80s. And probably beyond to some degree, but that was certainly the case in the early 80s. He and Michael had that challenge.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's exactly right. I think, I mean, he was an artist of scope, as we know. And so being pigeonholed as anything is not, he railed against that no matter what. So I think you're right.
Absolutely. But that does raise the question, like, what is even dance music? What is it? How do you define it? Right.
How do you define it? Yeah.
So many different things we could talk about. So let me reference back to Rolling Stone. So I think this list came out in July of 2022. Okay. But not too long ago. So I'm just going to read directly from what they have in terms of their intro to the list, just to explain what their thought process was here to derive at this list of 200. So here's what they said, quote, "What do we mean by quote unquote dance songs? Good question," they write. "In a sense, any song that ever got any one person moving in any perceptible direction is a dance song. The Beatles made great dance songs, as did Slayer," they write.
Yeah.
"Surely All the hip hop and reggae ever made is great dance music. But to make our list of the 200 greatest dance songs of all time, a song had to be part of, quote, dance music culture, is how they write this up. It's okay. Yeah. Do you want to react to that? I'm sorry. Do you want to say something?
No, just that, no. Well, I guess the question is, how do you define dance culture?
The culture, exactly.
Right. Carry on.
They write, it's a more specific world, but an enormous one too, going back nearly 50 years and eternally evolving right up to today and into the future. After paying homage to the godfather of the extended groove, Mr. James Brown. So I guess they're starting there with James, essentially. Okay. Our story of dance music begins in the mid 70s with disco, moves into the early 80s club sounds like electro and Latin freestyle. It gets born again when disco is re-engineered as house music in Chicago and techno in Detroit, and mutates with almost comic velocity into the 90s rave explosion that produced everything from jungle to trance to GABA to garage and eventually EDM and dubstep bonanzas of the 2000s. These sounds all had peak moments of exposure, but they never fade away. Drum and bass is having a new moment right now. This is, again, as July of 2022, and there are house songs here from the past few years. This list doesn't attempt to incorporate every ripple in the oceanic confluence of subgenres. We were looking for tracks that seem to transcend and feel more universally canonical, and we were especially mindful of the moments where dance music has intersected with the wider musical world. Synth pop, hip hop, funk, Miami bass, R&B, indie rock, Latin music, and pop. That's why you'll see Prince, Robin, Britney Spears, Shakira, and Justin Bieber in here bumping against Adonis, Frankie Knuckles, Moody Man with two N's, some of these artists I don't know, Goldie, and Sophie, which is all caps. If you're wondering how we got to a summer where Drake and Beyonce are suddenly realizing house music records, this is a story, or at least our version of that. So that was their write-up about their intro. What's your thoughts on that, on their write-up here?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I feel like I think you would probably agree. I'm this is not a world I'm overly familiar with.
Same here.
I'm sort of fascinated by the continual subdividing of genre and category here.
Yeah.
You know, dubstep, electro, you know, trance music. Like it's sort of all of these subdivisions of things, and I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure if I could always pick out the difference between, like, say, electro and EDM, for example.
Yeah.
In any event, that's neither here nor there. If the point is that dance music generally has an electronic component to it, like that seems to be that's what I seem to be getting from it. That there is an electronic synthesized component to it in some form or another, at least by that definition. Now, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that myself. I don't think that's necessarily true, but that's how I'm reading that. Does that ring for you? Does that seem right?
It sounds familiar. It's like they were trying to say, we want to definitely include club music, but
yeah,
we can't ignore the heritage or the kind of the foundational music like James Brown funk, disco of the 70s, where I guess maybe it becomes a little more electronic versus, say, that just soul funk music of, say, 60s, early 70s that was happening, dance track. So, yeah, all these crazy subdivisions, subgenres. I'm with you. I wouldn't know Chicago house versus, and I'm probably mislabeling some of these things, versus all these different subgenres they mentioned.
Right. I wouldn't. Now, I think that's interesting, though. Let me ask you this. So, how many Prince tracks are on the list? Is it just one? Is it a couple?
Yeah, Well, let me reference that. So I wanted to get your take on this too, that if this is a cheesy or inspired, but number 200 is Last Dance by Donna Summer.
Oh, I feel like that should be a little higher. Yeah. Seems to me.
I feel like they're trying to be clever with that selection.
Yeah, I think they're trying to be clever. That seems like they're trying to be a little clever.
Now, our good friend Prince is on the list twice, actually.
Okay.
So he did make it twice. And maybe songs that you might not expect, actually. I'm having trouble tracking it now. In number 135 is Prince with Erotic City.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting to me. And then this other one that made the list here is actually all the way up at 19 And it's actually Controversy.
Controversy as the 19th greatest dance song of all time?
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And here's something I think you find fascinating, too, is we were comparing Prince to Michael. Prince is only, or Michael's only on this list once.
Really? Wait, don't tell me. Let me get, tell me
what number it is. What song it is. What song do you think it is?
Tell me what number it is. Tell me where it is in the ranking. Do you have it?
57.
57? Don't Stop Till You Get Enough?
That's the one.
At 57.
Billie Jean didn't make the list.
Off the Wall didn't make it? Off the Wall is a dance track.
Yeah. It's not, yeah, not there. Not there.
Pretty Young Thing isn't on there? That's interesting. That's really interesting to me.
There's some really interesting tracks on this list here. And I was hoping that Bowie would have snuck in with Let's Dance, but it's not here. Just so we could have had a comparison, but it's not there. Is there any big songs in your mind that come pop in your head about like a dance track that's like just an epic jam, that banger that you're like, oh, it's got to be on the list?
Le Freak must be in the top 10, I would think.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, not Le Freak, but Good Times is, which has to be, right? Because that was rap. And Good Times is actually, well, we'll go through the list. I'll go through the numbers, the top 20 in just a second. So that's definitely in the top 20.
Did the Bee Gees make the list?
Oh, you know what? I'm not sure if the Bee Gees are on this list now that you say that. Let me just scroll through. I don't see them. Yeah, you should be.
Wow.
Staying Alive. I don't see that anywhere on the list at all, actually. Yeah.
That's a huge oversight, though.
Staying Alive is 129, my bet. So
129. Still, that's pretty low for a record that defined disco.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would. Interesting. And I presume there must be a bunch of like LCD sound system must be up there, and
LCD sound system. I'll note some names that
give us the top 20. Yeah.
Do you want me to scroll through some of the lower ranked ones just to say,
yeah,
like,
sure.
Remember The Power by Snap? That's what's 188. Now there's a lot here, the guys that I frankly don't know some of these names. So these are probably club songs that I just don't know. Soul to Soul, Back to Life is up there in the top, like 200. Funkadelic is 178 with One Nation Under a Groove. Daft Punk from 2013, that Get Lucky song made it as 176. Tainted Love by Soft Cell is in there at 170. Bronski Beats up near the top. We got some Drake. LCD Sound System is 155 with Losing My Edge. We got Shakira up there. Don't You Want Me by Human League's 151. 3 a.m. Eternal. Remember that, KLF?
Yes.
Devin. We got Mariah Carey with the Fantasy Def Club mix at 142. What are some other ones here? Rocket by Herbie Hancock at
141. Oh, really?
Yep. We talked about the Bee Gees. I'm just going to say anything. Don't Leave Me This Way. Of course, classic disco. That's 121.
Are the Jackson 5 on there?
Not that I saw yet. Prodigy Firestarter is 110.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Let me see.
The Prodigy.
Gap Band, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, made it under 100. I think the only Madonna song on this list is Into the Groove, which is 91.
That's the only Madonna song?
And Le Freak actually made it at 81. I just noticed that here. I don't even know this Britney Spears song, Till the World Ends.
I have no idea. I
don't 2011 know. Release, folks. I don't know. Whitney Houston, It's Not Right, But It's Okay. The Thunder Puss Club Mix is at 75.
Okay.
Afrika Bambaataa, Planet Rock at 67. Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, 65.
Really?
Hmm?
Huh.
Gypsy Woman, remember she's homeless? She's home.
Yeah.
Just above Don't Stop Till You Get Enough at 58.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's some interesting tracks here. There's one I definitely wanted to point to because I think it is epic. Eric B. and Rakim Paid in Full, the 7-minute remix of that, which I love. I think that's epic. Yes. 36. Delight, okay. Groove is in the Heart, which I brought up in another 7.
Okay.
We Are Family, 34.
Oh, sure.
Bjork's in at 29. Big time.
Bjork.
Wow. Okay. Genius of Love, Tom Tom Club, 26. Flashlight by Parliament, 25. So we might as well just slip into the top 20. I'll give you them that full list, folks.
Yeah.
As we kind of pick through these. So number 20 is Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head from 2001.
Okay.
Prince Controversy in 81, which we mentioned. New Order Blue Monday from 83 is 18.
Okay.
Beltram Energy Flash from 1990. I'm not familiar with some of these.
I don't know that.
Rihanna, We Found Love from 2011. James Brown, and this I think is the highest ranked James Brown track, is 15. Get on the Good Foot. Adonis, No Way Back. Yeah, some of these I'm just not going to know. First Choice, Let No Man Put Asunder from 1977. I feel like I should check that one out. That sounds interesting. Kraftwerk, Trans Europe Express is Kraftwerk. On at 12. Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke about Madonna. 11. Which one?
Express Yourself.
Vogue.
Oh, of course, Vogue.
Vogue, yes, at 11. Of course. Disclosure, which I did really love their album from 2013. Latch, which I think is a great track. You know, top 10 though, I don't know. Top 10. Robin S. Show Me Love from 1992 is number 9. I don't know this one at all. On the House and Marshall Jefferson, Move Your Body, the house music anthem, 1986.
Don't know it.
This one, you might be a title that you're familiar with because I think one of our teams likes it, but this is the original version. Robin, Dancing on My Own.
Oh,
2010.
How about that? That's interesting.
Shannon, Let the Music Play, number 6.
Oh, sure.
In Deep, Last Night, a DJ Saved My Life, 1982.
Okay.
I don't know about top 5. Interesting. Frankie Knuckles and Jamie Principle, Your Love, from 1986.
Don't know it.
Chic, Good Times, 70. Yeah. We're in the top 3 now, folks. Daft Punk, One More Time. From 2000 is number 2.
Okay.
And the number 1 song, any guess in your mind, Jared, of like what's the top dance track of all time?
Do I know it?
I think you might. It's from this disco era. It's from 77.
Is it Brick House?
No, no. Female artist.
Oh, is it I Will Survive?
No.
Oh. Is it I don't know. Is it Donna Summer? Is it a Donna Summer song?
Donna Summer song. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not. Is it She Works Hard for the Money? No. What is it?
I Feel Love.
Oh, I Feel Love. Sure,
That is an epic track. So I could see that seemed like that was sort of a foundational piece of dance music there. So there's your top 20, folks. So some interesting choices. You can certainly search that full list online from Rolling Stone if you like, if you care to. But then that kind of prompted Jared and I to say, hey, Prince released a couple songs in his lifetime.
One or two.
What would we consider his top dance song? So do you want to do what we did before, Jared? You want to go back and forth? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
I do. Yeah, I do. This is a really interesting list to me just in general, because this is not, you know, again, this is not a world I'm super familiar with. So I'm always interested to learn something new and have a new discussion. So to my top 5, and we'll go back and forth as we did with the guitar tracks. My number 5 top dance tracks for Prince, number 5 is Baby I'm a Star.
Tell me why.
Well, I think because and I think you agree with me on this. It's one of the most joyful songs he ever wrote.
Yeah.
And while I don't know if he would call it a dance track, you cannot help but move to Baby I'm a Star. You cannot help but bop around and throw your head and throw your arms up. And it's so joyful and it makes you want to move so much. I think feel like it can't be denied. So number 5 for me is Baby I'm a Star.
Hard to deny it. And let's put it this way. That song has such a lift to it. He resequenced the movie Purple Rain. So that was the last track you heard in the movie was Baby I'm a Star. So a lot to be said for that choice. Good choice there. I'm going to go with an extended version of a track.
Please.
Extra credit. One of our favorite songs, Jared, Mountains. Yes. But there's an extended version where literally Prince starts that track by saying, hey, you, get up on that dance floor. And then it comes into the beat. The jam, as you guys, you know, his extended versions were classic in the 80s. And this one just goes on and on. But it's a jam and it's a little different. The mix is a little different. It's a little more funky, a little more slippery. It's definitely worth a listen. If you've not heard this 12-inch release, his extended version of Mountains, go and check it out. You can maybe sneak a listen on YouTube if you have to. But it's a really good one.
I love that. You know, sometimes I think to myself, is Mountains secretly the greatest song he ever wrote? Like sometimes I think that Mountains is so good.
So good.
Anyway, that's another kind of discussion we'll have for
its own pod at some point.
I love that. Ed. That's an inspired choice. My number four is from 1999, and it is Let's Pretend We're Married.
Ooh, that's an inspired choice.
You know, I think we talked about this at length when we did that pod way back when. There's such like a groovy, weirdo darkness to Let's Pretend
For sure.
You know, and it's got such a insistent throb to it. It's just like, bum, 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 bum. It's so good that way. And it just grooves in such a addictive kind of way. Let's Pretend We're Married. And I think that the when you're moving with somebody to Let's Pretend We're Married, it's down and dirty.
If there's such a thing as a rhythm thrusting, that's what Let's Pretend We're Married.
Yes, that's well said. That's very well said. Yeah. So that's my number four. Let's Pretend We're Married.
Number four for me is from the same album of Mountains. This is no surprise to probably anybody, but it's Kiss.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Speak on it. Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's classic. It's hard. I mean, what's not been said about this track? Like it has all the wonder of Prince, especially in that 80s era of that minimalist production, stripping stuff down to its basic core, which makes it funky and sexy and slinky all at the same time. Incredible guitar work. And David Z on remixing the song and re-engineering it and finding this groove with Maserati's backing vocal. It's an all-time gem, all-time classic. It comes on anyway. That just that opening, that people are up off their chairs and on the dance floor. Like boom, like that.
Agreed. There's no denying Kiss. There's no denying it.
Yep.
My number three is a favorite of mine. I've spoken on this before. It's also one of the lead track off of one of my favorite records, and that is Pussy Control.
I love it. Talk to me, my friend.
I mean, how can you not groove to Pussy Control? I mean, that song is a jam. You just want to move to it. It is so funny. It's so sexy. It's so silly. And it just grooves. I mean, Pussy Control just grooves. Even from the chorus of that weird Pussy Control. You know, I mean, it's so good, and you just want to shake your thing to it, baby. That's it. That's Pussy Control.
And I got a cosign because I think the genius of that chorus where he does that yelp, like it's just basically it's like a calling, like a proclamation of get your freak on, baby. Like that's exactly what's happening when he does that scream. Like it's like it's time. Like let loose and be the freak you want to be on the dance floor.
I just want to say we probably talked about this when we did the Gold Experience, but there is a inordinate number of women I know whose favorite Prince song is Pussy Control.
I get it. And I've told my story. I won't go into Pussy Control again. I've told that story too many times, but I'm a big fan, obviously. Number three for me, we're going to move to a different album finally outside of Parade, but not one far removed. This is Housequake from Sign of the Times.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the Quake.
I think it's his best. I mean, Pussy Control is a pretty good rap track for him, but like, I think Housequake's the most inspired. It's the best he's ever done, I think, of somewhat kind of making poking some fun at the genre of rap, but like owning it and making it his own. I think that's what I said when we reviewed Sign of the Times back on that pod. It's undeniably funky. It's odd. Like the beat's a little different. It has that epic. As soon as you hear that drum come in, people go, how many people heard about the Quake? That again, that's instantly people are off their chairs. I do. Let's dance. Let's groove to it. And again, to your point about some of the other two, like Pussy Control, for example, it grooves. It's jamming. It's got a horn line that's great. It's got that drum that's undeniably funky. It's also funny. It's also very clever.
Also funny.
It's also very clever. It shows off how clever he could be when he was doing his writing. So it's all the things. So I'm a big fan, of course, of the Housequake. How about you? What's number three for you?
No, number two. I'm on number two now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You went first. My bad. Number two.
Yeah, number two. So for my number two, I picked a track which I think is his best elevation of disco.
Okay.
It's like a disco track, but he elevated it to something higher. It's from his second record. It is, of course, I Want to Be Your Lover.
Oh, that's a great one. Of course. Yeah.
I mean, if you cannot move to that funky guitar rhythm, I don't know who you are and I can't help you. And I don't want to be your friend.
Okay.
I don't want to be your friend. I mean, I want to be your lover. I mean, you just want to move to that again. I mean, it is, again, to my ear, it is at its core a disco track, but his artistry and his skill level elevates it above, you know, something sort of cheaply produced for the dance club. It's something more than that.
Love it. Great pick. Great choice. My number two, I'm going to jump into the 90s with Prince here, and I'm going to put down Sexy Motherfucker as number two.
Oh, shit. Yeah, speak on.
And listen, I mean, I think, and Prince has done this maybe a couple times with his songwriting, but this is, in my opinion, his best James Brown inspired song that he's done in his career was Sexy Motherfucker. It jams, it grooves, it invites you to be as nasty in a comfortable way as you can and be respectful about it. Dance floor.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just one of those songs, and it is undeniably sexy. Like it's one of the things where the song title, the music lives up to what the song title is talking about. Like it is a sexy mofo of a song, and the rap's great. It's inspired. I mean, look, even with our boy in there doing his own little Tony M rap, like, I don't think that takes away, like, it still works fine. And that horn line is great. It's just, it's such an epic horn line. It's great. I'm a big fan of this song, obviously.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. My number one, I'm curious if this is going to be your number one, but anyway, my number one is DSMR.
DMSR. Yep.
Yep. I mean, dance music, sex, romance. I don't know how it can't be number ding, ding, one. Ding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the title.
Yeah.
The title is telling you.
Yep.
It makes you move. And we, like, when we just saw Princess Ed, they played Dance Music, Sex, Romance, and the whole building was grooving.
Yeah.
Everybody was grooving to it. Yeah.
With you. I mean, it's my number one as well. So it's notable that Prince pretty much on any major tour included this track.
Yes.
Because it's the time to dance. If you hadn't been dancing for some reason, this was the time to get up and dance. And it's a call and response song. It's got all the things that you want to be on the floor and just have a great time. And like you said, it's all in the title, Dance Music, Sex, Romance. It is there. And that's the pecking order. And it's perfect. It's a perfect dance track for Prince.
It is. I agree. So those are our top fives. Do you want to do, should we do our bubbles?
Let's do some bubbles.
Great. Now I picked, I have seven bubbles here.
That's fine. I think that's cool.
For a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
I'll give you one of my bubbles. And again, like much like you on the guitar track, no particular order.
Yeah.
I'll just sort of rattle some off. I picked out La Grind from the Black Album.
Great song.
Again, in the title, La Grind, it is a dance track. That's what it is.
Give me your next one. Well, then we'll go back. Cause I have six, I think, here altogether.
Okay, great. Should I just rattle them all off?
No, let's go back and forth. I'll catch up with you now with this next one. Yep.
Great. So then I'll give you another one. I went with Alphabet Street.
Okay.
I also think just like now I would say this is like it's more gentle.
Yeah.
It's not like throwing your hips all over the floor, but you want to groove to Alphabet Street. And of course, there's also like an extended version of that one as well.
Yeah.
That is almost made exclusively for the club. So that was another one for me.
Love it. I'm going to start with 1999.
Sure. Of course. Yes. Of course.
I mean, you know, you can't deny it. It's great. On the floor stuff material. If you like to sing along with song, it's great because everyone can get a part because it's got the divvying up the verses in different ways. Also, like at the end of the song, like what's the climax of that song? Party, right? That's what people are saying at the top. You can't deny that. It's a great song to hear when you're out on the floor.
Agreed. Let me give you these next two together because they're from the same album.
Okay, sure.
So coming up into our current century, I went with 3121 and Black Sweat from 3121.
Yeah, those are good ones, man.
Both tremendous dance tracks, different feels to the two of them. Yep. But again, like if you're not moving to the rhythm of Black Sweat and 3121, I can't help you out. You've got some problems that you should see a doctor about.
Those are jams, no doubt. Now, I had put Pussy Control on my bubble list. So I won't say too much more. You said what you needed to say, and I'm with you 100% about that track. But I will add, and I know it did make the list, Erotic City, man. That was back in the day. That was a jam. I mean, it was that secret. This is when you got exposed to Prince's B-sides and realized there was some incredible material on the other side of his singles. and you could not mess with this particular song. Giddy children who bought When Doves Cry realized there was a little bit of a dirty track on the other side. And it That's also right. has an undeniable groove to it. It has that kind of high pitched up guitar that he uses maybe yep. again once or twice in other songs down the road in his career. But it is undeniably funky. And that bass is just, you hear that bass and watch out. It is a dance exactly. groove song. All exactly. right. What's your next one? What you got?
This one's maybe a little unusual. I went with Seven.
That isn't a little unusual. Talk to me about it.
Well, I think that Seven is, obviously, as we know, sonically, it occupies a lot of interesting, unique spaces in his catalog. But I also think that it introduces a certain kind of dance, too, sort of a little more hippie, kind of like you're swaying a little bit more. You're kind of floating a little bit more on it. But underneath it, it has undeniably a dance percussive rhythm to it. The percussion in there is very much dance oriented. I think, again, this is another track I think you can really groove to in a way that's maybe a little different from La Grind, let's say, or Pussy Control, or yeah. something that's a little harder. This is a little more gentle. This is a little more floating in the ether kind of dance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, that is yeah. an inspired choice. That's a good one. Yeah. My next one, I think, is one, in my opinion, one of his best disco-oriented tracks, and it's a more recent one. It's called Chelsea Rogers.
Oh, yes. Yes, speak on that.
Well, it was one of the just one of the highlights and probably the only highlight of that particular album for me. But like, yeah. I just think it's you can't mess with, it's a roller skating song. I know Prince used to refer to those every once in a while. Like, this is get your roller skates on, roll around the rink. It's a jam. That guitar is solid. And that horn line and some of those horn solos on that track are standout. Yeah. So this is a get up groove, shake your ass, you know, type of song. Yeah. It's a good one. Definitely a good one.
Absolutely. Well, my next one is something you mentioned earlier on our guitar pod. I went with Bat Dance. Again, just because it's such, I mean, it's in the title.
Yep.
It feels built for clubs with the various components to it, the movements of it, the collage of it all. It feels really great for a club setting. And it's so unusual. It's such a strange piece of music that was also, let us not forget, a number one hit in the summer of 1989.
Crazy, but true. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 We only have two more left. So yeah, my last two, here's one is Party Up from Dirty Mind.
I also picked Party Up. Party Up was my other one that I had left.
Yeah. We can talk about that together. So yeah, I mean, it's just, listen, now we know Morris wrote this apparently, right? This is what happens now. We have the time. So we thank you, Morris, for giving this song up and giving us the time. We love that. We'll get back and we'll review some of that music at some point. But yeah, this is like, it is, again, we talk about it's in the title. It's in the title. This is an interesting dance kind of, but political song, which is interesting.
Exactly.
It's a jam. It's, you know, Party Up, got to party up. It's a chant type of song. And what better way to get off some steam, get on the dance floor? You know, I think politics, I think it's all eased out and everything's probably running smoothly now politically. But I say that jokingly, but like, this is a good way to go out, get that anthem, party up, got to party up. Everything's down. You're feeling down. The world's feeling crazy. Get on that dance floor, dance it out. That's what this song is doing. That's why I love it.
I co-sign everything you just said. I think you said it beautifully, and I don't know that I could say it any better. It is a political dance song. It's got something to say while making you move, and I like a sneak attack like that. I like a little sneak attack onto your conscience while you're grooving. That works for me.
Why not? I would have the same last song. What do you got?
That was it. That was my last one.
Okay. I'm sorry. Then I guess I was down one here. So the last one I'm going to have is Let's Work.
Absolutely. Let's Work was the bubble of the bubble.
Bubble on top of the bubble. Yeah. Oh, and I recommended with the Mountains extended version, I would really point you guys to, if you haven't heard it, the extended version. You can get this on Prince Ultimate. Is that what it's called? Am I saying that right? I think it's
Ultimate Prince, I think it's called.
Yeah. That Warner's release after his passing, which included some of extended tracks. Let's Work. So just imagine, guys, that bass extended in the beginning of the track.
Yeah.
It deserves it, right? Like, it deserves more time, and that extended allows it. So that alone makes you like, why not go listen to that? That bass is undeniably funky. the back end of that extended track is great. It panics. It's wonderful. He just keeps reporting, work it. It's great. And I think our friends at Princess tried to do some of this extended stuff. So it was in my head. This is a real gem. It was hard not to put this on into a top five. It really was.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's an all-timer. The only reason it sounds like you had more than me is because I put two together, which was 3121 and Black Sweat. I listed together.
Yeah. So I probably miscounted my list. So
no, it's all good. So folks, let us know. What are your top dance tracks? Let's hear it. No wrong answers. Let's just hear what you got.
Unless we feel they might be, and then we might comment on them in social. But yeah, you love them.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll definitely do that for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Well, folks, like we said before, you know, we will review Hit and Run Phase 2. It will happen. We promise. That will happen probably next. So, but we wanted to give you this quick hit. This is a listener request that we've responded to. So hit us up with more. Like, we'd love to hear other ideas. If you folks have other ideas for show content, love to hear it. We will certainly consider it. And like I said, we most likely will do it because we love talking about our guy Prince, and we love continuing these conversations with you all, and hope you enjoy it. So yeah, we want to hear from you. What were your favorite dance tracks? What gets you up and moving? When you need to get pumped, what Prince song do you put on? We'd love to hear
that's what we want to hear. I just want to echo everything Ed said. We love to have these conversations. We love to get into these kinds of debates. It's fun, and none of it, you know, as we said with other things, like, none of this is definitive. This is just our opinion. So yeah, give us your opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all for fun. Cool. All right, folks. Well, like we said, we'll be back soon with another pod. Hope you enjoy it. Please, as we always say, if you can leave a review, get on there and give some comments. We love to get more active on social media. So please do that. Send us an email, all that stuff. But until next time, what we love to say to you is,
may you
live to
see the
dawn. Get up and dance this whenever you guys
dance.
Dance to the music. Dance. Next year, all yours. Do it. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.